Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget about our truck drivers, either, or over-the-road truck drivers. We appreciate everything you're doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to see. All right, and joining us on the Redidio from California, IA, it's the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. The Indians are restless. Okay, thanks, Indians. All right, we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get to that after we say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start tonight with jumping Joe Biden and George Steffi Stephanopoulos. They did an interview last night on ABC News, and we're going to play about 90 seconds of it to give you a gist of what was going on. And pay attention, folks, because there'll be a quiz at the end of this. But here we go.
When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look. But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Kyle, right at the end, I think that was a big lie.
Oh, absolutely.
Right at the end. Absolutely.
And by the way, at the time of this interview,
those people didn't fall off the plane 4 or 5 days ago. It was more like 2 days from the time frame of that interview.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Biden, and even the way he said it so dismissively, that was 4 or 5 days ago, like it's just not relevant. And then at the end when he said, is this priced in? Yes. The way he even responded, he was completely uncomfortable. He is not telling us everything, obviously, and he is just mad that he's got these questions now, I guess.
Well, they have screwed this up. He personally has screwed this up so bad that I do not believe we're going to get all our people out. Now, I heard him say, well, our military is going to stay there until we get all our people out. Yeah. Well, okay. If that's the case, we're going to have our military in a country run by somebody other than the original government, which means they could declare war because we're there with an armed presence trying to get our people. And there's only two ways we're going to be able to do this, the ones that are out in the countryside that are hunkered down, by helicopter or by convoy. And either way is extremely dangerous. We could lose a helicopter. Our convoy could be ambushed. So there's got to be something going on here, and I don't know what they think they're going to do. It's not just going to be an automatic thing. And now we believe, Kyle, and we talked about this, and again, we heard it again last night from Donald Trump Jr., we believe there could be as many as 40,000 Americans, okay, contractors and their families and whatnot, in Afghanistan right now, stranded.
Stranded, can't get into the airport because of the perimeter. And, Captain, when you have the defense secretary saying, well, we don't really have a way to go out and get large numbers of people, what else can we do? This is now a situation where they're being abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
This cannot stand, Captain. This cannot stand.
No, and if you think the Iranian hostage situation was a bad deal for Jimmy Carter, this is worse than anything I've ever seen or heard about.
This is an absolute catastrophe, and, Captain, we can't leave Americans behind.
No.
The American people are just outraged by this.
And this will bring down a presidency. This is the kind of stuff that I believe you can impeach the president for.
Well, he's delivered into the hands of the enemy tens of thousands of American citizens with no viable way of getting them back and telling them, oh, try to go to Hamid Karzai International Airport, but we can't guarantee your safety to get there. Really?
Yeah, really. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. We got plenty to talk about. It's going to be a busy night. And we're going to let this stranger here on the radio take us to break. So we'll do that, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, most of you have been listening to this program on a regular basis know that I've been taking Relief Factor for a number of years, about 6 now, and I take it because of what it does for me. It's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain, and it's something that I deal with every day of the week, every day of the year. Now, the Relief Factor that I take costs $19.95, the 3-week quick start to get started. But the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right to the source of the pain that I have to lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Now, Relief Factor works for me, and it'll work for you. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, and it only costs for 3 weeks, $19.95, to get it started and see if it'll do for you what it's done for me and tens of thousands of other people. Now, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. And order the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. It'll get rid of the pain that you're in, and that's what it's all about, getting rid of the pain. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
the dark future of the Afghan women is totally uncharted territory, but we do have a record, so to speak, of what's happened before. Now, every aspect of America's retreat from Afghanistan is heartbreaking, but no group has lost more than the women of Afghanistan, whose lot is now unthinkable. Now, my heart breaks in particular for the young women who have never lived under the oppressive brutality of the Taliban. They are about to find out what it's going to be like, because they're all going to have to don burqas, some of them for the first time. They can't even imagine what horror awaits them after that, and neither can we, because they're all going to be lined up and literally not sold, but given to the soldiers and say, okay, pick your wives. They can have, I guess, three, and they'll pick the young ones first, and then they'll go from there. But we've already heard, Kyle, stories of mass rapes and sexual slavery beginning to circulate out of the battlefield from these guys. And there's no doubt that things are going to get worse. And yet not one word from the National Organization for Women or any of the American feminist groups, not one word.
That's exactly right. And what a terrible, sad day that is. But, you know, Captain, this is on display for the world to see. And those of us in America, those of us in the free world, in a world where women can prosper, where they can become doctors and lawyers and whatever they want to be, it is going to stand in stark contrast to the absolute brutality. There's no other way to describe it. And the horrific terror that is being brought to the women and young girls in Afghanistan right now. It is heartbreaking, but obviously we have got to find a way to help them somehow.
Well, I don't know what that's going to be. They're saying that they're going to respect the women, and they're going to allow the women in their government, and they're going to allow the women to go to school and have jobs and this, that, and the other, which is totally the opposite of what they believe in and what they believed in all along.
Well, exactly right. They are not going to change their stripes here. That's just for consumption for any, you know, a dupe in the news media who would want to say, well, this is a different Taliban. It's not a different Taliban. It's the same. It's a worse, actually, Taliban. But when we see pictures, Captain, of, for example, a young woman who was shot in the streets and lying in a pool of blood, this absolutely clearly defines what the Taliban are like. The international community needs to find some way to bring whatever it can to bear on this. Yes, I know it's very difficult to see what exactly that might be. But, Captain, this is the 21st century, and you have the Taliban, which is about 1,000 years or more, seems to be removed from the 21st century. This is absolutely just heartbreaking.
Well, there were people around the country yesterday in Afghanistan that were protesting, and wherever they were protesting, it wasn't in any way insightful, but they were making a lot of noise, and they were waving their homemade signs up and down and this, that, and the other. And the Taliban, some of their enforcement teams, pulled up in their trucks and just opened up and shot them to break up the groups, and they did. And they killed a bunch of people. We don't know how many, but I watched a whole group of people laying on the ground in Jalalabad, where one of these big demonstrations took place.
Yes. And again, if this is these kinds of stories and this footage and video that's coming out is, you know, all the same in that sense. And so, again, to think, Captain, that there are people in Afghanistan, like you said, who've never lived under that kind of oppressive regime, it is going to be a very, very dark time. And the very fact, Captain, that they won't let people leave who want to leave, again, is indicative of exactly what the world can expect from the Taliban. And the hostage issue, the people that are there, who knows what's going to happen in terms of those Americans and others, where the Taliban can simply say, look, you know, you've frozen our assets, and we, you know, if you want to get people back, we'll help you. But also, Captain, what is so horrifically bad in terms of how our government is reacting is they're somehow banking on the Taliban letting Americans pass with their passport and go to the airport. I mean, that's not a strategy. That's a who knows what that is.
Hasn't happened yet. And by the way, most voters right now are not buying President Joe Biden's attempt to try to shift the blame for the Taliban over to Donald Trump and saying it's his fault and this, that, and the other. They just are not buying that. Even the national defense analysts for the left are saying that the fiasco in Kabul belongs entirely to Joe Biden.
Well, I think it does. It's absolutely.
Of course it does.
Yeah, and so this is not something that Trump set up that went bad or any of these kinds of things. They're trying that. They're literally trying to change the narrative on that. But, Captain, this is so overwhelming, and I can't imagine that every single member of Congress, at least any reasonable member of Congress, would be saying, wait a minute, this is a pretty big deal. You can't have this happen on the authority of the president, and then to have him do the interview with Stephanopoulos the way that that came out, this is a guy who just isn't dealing with reality here.
Well, he's dealing with his own sense of reality, but he's also being told what to do. That's obvious. If it's Susan Rice, if it's Valerie Jarrett, if it's Barack Obama and company, if it's the Politburo type of ruling, if it's George Soros money, if whatever it is, it's not working, and this is going to be the demise. And I believe that Joe Biden has walked right into a buzzsaw, because what's happened and what's going to happen if these people become hostages, and we have thousands of people that can't get out of Afghanistan, and the Taliban says, okay, you have frozen $9.5 billion of our money from the Afghan National Bank in the United States. We want all of that money, or you don't get your people.
Right. Yeah,
that's coming. You watch.
Yeah,
that's coming.
And that would be the logical next step for them, basically. And so they see that, I'm afraid. And so again, you've got a president who's basically, as I said before, delivered them into the hands of the enemy. And so this is something for all Americans. This goes so far beyond Republican and Democrat. And you mentioned the Iran hostage crisis earlier, Captain. See, it's that kind of thing. Everybody in the United States, when that happened, people were united. They didn't care about Republican and Democrat at that point. They knew that our people were being held against their will. And, the Taliban better think twice about this kind of thing.
Well, they're united right now, because I'm going to read something here that polls, as you know, I pay close attention to polls. Most voters right now would not vote to reelect President Joe Biden. That goes Republican, Democrat, Independent. And a significant number who voted for him in 2020 now regret their choice. That is a major portion in a very large national poll. He is in trouble.
Very much so, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and I are here tonight, and we got lots to talk about, so don't go anywhere. Grab yourself a cup of coffee here in the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back. This is Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50,000 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5,000 to 7,000 people out a day. The State Department says that about 2,000 people have been evacuated in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and you can catch Armed American Radio, the monster show, on the weekend on many of these same stations all across the country. Go to armedamericaradio.com to find out more. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow.com is the website, and you go over there to the website, click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's there. You'll see that button that says Radio Listener Specials, and that will open up a page after page after page of about 18 to 20 different items where you can save a bunch of money, and I mean serious money, on products that are there. Now, to get that money, you got to enter a promo code, and the promo code that you'll enter is the promo code CAPTAIN. So, do that, and if you want to talk to somebody on the phone and you got any questions, their number is 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. And always remember to use the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. You're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to get an excellent product, too. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the United Arab Emirates confirmed that it is, in fact, welcomed former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his family to the United Arab Emirates after the ousted leader fled his country. Now, he first went to Tajikistan, and I told you that he had so much cash they were trying to put on the plane that they flew out in. They couldn't get it on the plane. They had to have a helicopter where they loaded up the rest of the cash, and that filled up that helicopter, I might add, and they followed them to Tajikistan. Now, that being said, yesterday the the former president said, well, I didn't take a bunch of money. I didn't take a bunch of money with me. That's just not true.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That doesn't make sense.
No, and again, as I've said, what the Taliban are going to do, and they're not stupid, they know that $9.5 billion, with a B, has been frozen by the United States because that money from the Afghan bank, the Bank of Afghanistan, whatever the heck the name of it is in the United States. And as a result, they're going to want that money. And I predict that because of all the people we got there that we know that aren't going to get out, they're going to somehow or another encircle them or say, look, your people don't go anywhere. No more planes. We'll shoot them down until we get the money.
Well, you know, Captain, this again, to describe this as a bad situation would be the understatement of the year.
Yep.
These Americans in Afghanistan, they can't simply hunker down and hide forever. I mean,
they're going to run out of supplies.
Exactly. They have to come out at some point. And the Taliban are all over the place, the Taliban fighters, as they're called, with their weapons, and they patrol around and so forth. It's going to be, you know, the spiral's going to close in, basically, mm-hmm. the circle, rather. And so this is a ticking time bomb for these people. And the very fact, Captain, that we're not hearing anything from the White House, we're not even hearing reports of how they could probably go and get them and this kind of stuff.
Well,
other than to negotiate with the Taliban, maybe?
I know what the deal is. First of all, the State Department says that they're going to be sending, because they apparently think all these people have computers or whatever, they're going to be sending them documentation that they can then print or have on their person, which is what they're going to have a certain type of documentation to get them through the crowds to get to the airport. Now, I doubt that to begin with, because there were Americans yesterday, that Afghani Americans, that tried to get to the airport to get out, and they were not allowed to get there. As a matter of fact, many were stopped, many were beaten, and that's as far as they got, and they went back to where they came from, all bloodied and beaten up.
Right. And is the president and the president's people, are they expecting a gesture from the Taliban? It's hard to wrap our minds around this.
That's just not the way these people operate.
Well, of course not. And so they've printed their papers. I hope if they could find a printer, maybe, or something. None of this makes any sense. It's not tenable to try to operate like this. And so, again, whichever way you slice it, you know, it comes up that Joe Biden made this grave mistake. This isn't a policy difference or I baked all this in already. I knew it was going to be chaos. None of that's going to cut it. The American people, I think, are going to demand not just answers, but they are seeing, as you mentioned those polls earlier, Captain, the proof is in the pudding of exactly what kind of president Joe Biden is, or exactly whatever this, you know, authority structure is. It's causing such detrimental effects, not only for the United States in general ways, but for these people in Afghanistan in very specific ways.
Well, the battle cry now begins. The fall of Kabul should be the downfall of the Biden administration, and that's what you're going to start to hear. And I predict that the Democrats will start running with this, too, because they're getting it from their people in their districts. Their people are going, hey, something's got to be done. You got to get to the root cause of this, and if this is Biden, he's got to go. And the polls, as I said, are showing Biden's approval plummeting after this disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. I don't know how low they're going to go, but my prediction and my theory in the past was if we saw Biden's numbers go down to around 40%, that's when they would seriously start thinking of a plan B, and the plan B would be to get him out of office.
Right, yeah, either by impeachment or 25th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Watching all this happen, Captain, I heard a story the last 24 hours. Well, this, you know, really puts Biden's infrastructure bill thing. It's going to be harder for him to, you know, ask for that and so forth. And I'm thinking, how is it possible that any other subject at all could be discussed with President Biden at this time in any kind of good faith or in any kind of normal circumstances when we've seen this happen? This isn't just America pulling out of Afghanistan. This is a unforced error that happened that is having dire consequences, and I can't imagine that this president could be effective in any way with any kind of normal legislation process.
Well, the reason why is not because of the fact that we pulled out of Afghanistan.
Right.
We all knew we were going to do that. It's the way he went about it, and he didn't stick to the plan that was in place. He did not stick to the plan. He deviated from it and said, that's it, left the equipment behind, something we never should have done, because we need to get our equipment back, and if we can't, then we need to somehow or another figure out a way to destroy it, because we don't want the Taliban running around with that, because guess who's going to get that? China and Iran.
Well, sure. And then at the same time, run off to Camp David and pretend like, what, you want me to come back to the White House and give a speech? Okay, there I did it. Now I'm going back to Camp David. It's horrible all around. And I think people are just stunned that this is happening. This is the United States of America, and
yeah,
this is the communication.
And I'm gonna make a statement now, and if people get mad at me for it, I don't care. I'm with Tucker Carlson, where he said we should not be resettling Afghan refugees right now in our country or anywhere else until we rescue our American citizens first.
Well, that seems to go, that would be the logical first course of action. That's the president's first duty, as I'm sure everybody would agree. You've got to get our people out. You've got to be able to settle the situation first, and everything else will follow from that.
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah.
We can only hope. Now, we're going to finish up this segment before we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report with our talk about Iraq, because we're going to be changing gears here and moving off to something different, because we've had that storm, Fred, which is now up in upstate New York and is bringing a lot of rain. There's a lot of problems there. We'll be talking about during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've had another shooting, another cop killed, another ambush out there in your state of California, Kyle, and we've had a roller coaster collapse, and there's just things going on that we need to be talking about as well, because we are a news program, so we'll do that when we come back. But to cap the Joe Biden situation here, that's not going to go away. It's going to be around for a while, because what will determine when it goes away is when we get all of our people back, every one of them, out of Afghanistan.
Exactly right. This is the real deal. This is the rubber meeting the road. And there's nothing more important than getting the American citizens out. To simply say, well, we'll keep trying until, you know, later on or something, it's just abominable.
All right. Speaking of abominable, we got to go to a break. When we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we're going to have an oldie but goodie, and we're going to do a little comparison here with some music. Same song, different decade, but we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah. In this portion of the program, the Hot Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Now, when you see the Pilot and the Flying J sign, pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. And here's why. You'll get points for the coffee. You'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy. You'll get points for the stuff you buy in the trucker's store. And you'll be able to use that down the line, and you'll be surprised how fast it adds up as a discount for you when you want to buy some food or when you want to buy something in the store. You can use it to actually buy the product or to use it as a discount and take it off the price of the retail price of the, whatever it is you're looking at. Now, the other thing is, don't forget, that if you're not a member of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report Club yet, you just go in there and use the kiosk that's in those truck stops, and you do it that way. You join it that way. Now, you can do that, or you can just go to the whichever one you want, the Pilot or the Flying J, and check it out and see what they're all about. And maybe if you're going somewhere different, you might say, hey, man, this is pretty good. I think I'll go here. So there you go. Become a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J truck stop. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You just might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee out of the whole deal. All right. I'm going to play an oldie but goodie, a blast from the past. Now, I got two versions of this song, and I'm going to play this one this hour and the other one the next hour. But here we go. A lot of you will remember this one. I haven't played this in a long time. T-R-O-G-G-S, the Frogs and Wild Thing. And Kyle, how old was that?
Well, that goes, I think, back to 1966, I think.
I do believe so, because what I was looking at around the way they're dressed and the different stuff that they had up on the boards and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, that's the first one for this hour. Next hour, we're going to play a different version of it. And boy, what a difference you're going to hear there. Well, let's get to the weather here, and I'm going to read a little statement, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, we do have the remnants of Fred, which are going to bring heavy rain, significant flash flooding, gusty winds, severe weather, possibly even a tornado or two to the northeast. Now, meanwhile, monsoonal moisture will remain in place across the west, resulting as a threat of flash flooding today out in the west. Severe storms will be possible with a longer slow-moving cold front in its tracks from the Rockies into the upper Midwest through the end of the week. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out in California tonight, especially in Northern California, we've got a new fire to tell you about. It's called the Caldor Fire, and this is going to be basically east of Sacramento, north of Highway 88, between Somerset and Kirkwood, basically. So this has started up, and it's going very, very quickly. We understand there are even some evacuations that are in place right now for this very fast-moving fire. So some pretty bad news as California continues to see terrible fires. But, of course, there's a fire weather warning in most of that section of Northern California with the low humidity and gusty winds. Air quality alert for Central California and clouds and some light rain in the Southern California area. So you may be dealing with that tonight if you're driving through that area. But the flash flood watches, this is where we really could see some of these thunderstorms kick in. This is through Utah, starting down the northern part of Arizona, but St. George, Utah, heading up I-15 all the way towards Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City checking in right now at 57 degrees. I think they had some rain there earlier. This goes over into the east, into Colorado, near Grand Junction, along I-70. Flash flood watches continue there. Cheyenne now back with high wind watches and they may be setting in for a time. It's very common to have those high wind warnings in that area. Air quality alert in southern Idaho and western Wyoming tonight, as well as northern Washington and southern Oregon as well.
Well, tonight we've got some unsettled weather in the northeastern part of Minnesota, so be advised of that. That could be anything during the course of the day. Could be anything from thunderstorms to flash flooding and whatnot going on. Just all depends on what the skies depend to do. And then going over to New York State and Pennsylvania, using I-81 as the main road of travel. I-81 from Scranton all the way up to the Canadian line, you have got rain, heavy rain, flooding, flash flooding. You've got thunderstorms, severe weather. And then going down the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike down to Philadelphia, you've got rain almost all the way down there. Then across New York State, across I-90, all the way from just east of Buffalo, all the way to Boston, Massachusetts tonight. You've got rain and plenty of it. You've also got rain in the southern part of Vermont, the southern part of New Hampshire, along I-95 all the way to Bangor in Maine. And it looks like as if central New York, northern New York, eastern New York, you've got rain all through there. And again, there's going to be some flash flood watches and warnings along with that. Plus, there may be some severe weather to talk about along with that, too. So be advised and be prepared for that. Now, our storms that we've been watching here, which are right now hanging around out into the, let's see, we've got one of them that's out here. I'm going to read this here. One of them is Grace. Grace is coming across. It's already dumped a bunch of rain on Haiti, which they didn't need to have, which is where they're trying to do the rescue and recovery. And it's headed across the Yucatan Peninsula over towards the southern part of right there south of McAllen and go across into Mexico. And then, of course, you've got Henri, which is the storm that came over around Bermuda that has been doing a little ring around Bermuda right now, Kyle. And it looks like as if there's going to be a bunch of rain get dumped by it. Now, that could be a hurricane, and Grace is already a hurricane.
Yes, exactly.
Category 1. Mm-hmm. So that's what you got going. Those storms did materialize. I do believe that Henri is going to stay out to sea, though, because I see conditions are not favorable for that to get any closer to shore than where it's at right now. It's out there coming up just east of the Gulf Stream. Of course, if it was in the Gulf Stream, might be a different story as to where it might or might not go. But that's where we're at right now. Now, again, you tell us about the Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Thank you, Captain. Okay, folks, you hear about joining the Drivers Club to get points for the food you buy. Well, they've got the great food, so that's for sure. You might find a Denny's, a Subway, a Wendy's, an Arby's, maybe a Huddle House. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, folks, coming back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break, and I'll see you on the other side of the news on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about. It's a busy news night.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.